You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, I want you to know that what set free is truth. What set free is truth. You know, I've seen a lot of preachers, you know, making high sounds at meetings. From today, you are going to be this, all that. Oh, yes, you may say that. But until you sit people down and teach them the truth, they can never walk with God. They can never walk in this Christian life. That's what Jesus did. He sat people down and taught them. That's the pattern. But to go at a meeting, I've seen meetings. You will hear God is filling you now for ministry. He's filling you now. Say, God cannot just fill you now for ministry. It takes years for God to prepare people for ministry. It's not that you will go for one program and then they will just fill you for ministry. Say, oh, the mantle is dropping, is dropping. No, there's no mantle that is dropping. Your purpose had been determined from the foundation of the world. And when you enter into Christ, God begins to grow you into what you want to do. It's not that he wants to come and drop one mantle on you. You know, all of those hyper-emotional things that we just think that at one gathering, one meeting, we solve all the problem. It's a lie. God can initiate something at a meeting, but it's going to take you years. I've been to meetings that look as if tomorrow we are all going to be on the street proclaiming Jesus, winning soul, fulfilling our purpose. But 20 years after, God is still preparing us, still putting us under probation. So understand that. But then, there's something we need to pay attention to. Jesus said truth. He didn't say fact. There are things that are factual, but they are not truth. Don't confuse fact with truth. Some preachers are preaching facts, but it's not truth. It will not liberate you. If a preacher is saying, I understand that 70% of people are in poverty, 82% of those are facts. But how does it set people free? It doesn't set anybody free. So what some people are listening to on Sundays is just fact, not truth. Some things are real, but they are not truth. For example, somebody says, I died, I woke up, my death, I saw myself, I was looking at my body, I was looking at all of those things, you know. That is that person's reality. That is not truth. But do you know the foolishness today? We ask those kind of person, we bring them to church assemblies to begin to tell their story. That man too, he has nothing to preach again. That's what he's going about telling everybody. You see, it could be his reality, but it's not truth. We already have truth revealed in scriptures about death, about resurrection. It's clear. We have the truth of the scriptures. You don't need somebody to now turn that as if that is the truth. And you know, people will now want to base their doctrine on the experiences of people. Somebody is telling you that she went to hell. She saw people who are using a ring in hell. Even if it is that person's reality, it is not truth. We already have truth. So don't mistake truth with reality. There can also be, something can be true and not be truth. Something can be true and it is not truth. It's not truth. Oh, many of you seated in front of me here, you are struggling financially, you are struggling, it's difficult for you to eat, it's difficult for you. That is true. But that is not the truth. That's not what you are called to preach as a preacher. As a preacher, you are called to preach the truth. The only thing that set people free is truth. Fact doesn't set people free. True doesn't set people free. Reality doesn't set people free. The only thing that sets people free is truth. T T-R-U-T-H. Truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He came full of truth and grace. What people need, what set free, is truth. Stop paying attention to people's fact, people's truth, people's reality. People can have all kinds of experience. I used to have an experience when I was living alone. Every time it was time for me to wake up, I had my alarm set to wake up at a certain time to read the Bible and to pray. But there are days when I'll be lazy or feel so sleepy. And the alarm will sound, I will just cover that alarm with my clothes and continue my sleep. But I have noticed that it's either somebody taps my leg, and I wake up and I'm living alone. So who can be the person waking me up? Or sometimes I will hear my name audibly. I will hear my name from sleep. And I wake up and I'll be asking who called me. I'll be wondering who called my name. That's the real experience I had. And it always happened. Every day I refused to wake up to study the scripture and pray. It always happened. But let me tell you, up to today, even me that have that experience, I'm not even sure what I'm hearing. Sometimes I'm in doubt that did somebody really tap me or is it me? But you see, even if it is real to me, it is my reality. It is not the truth. I cannot go and preach it. That's not a message. That's not a message. Otherwise, if I start talking about it, it will be as me exalting myself, making myself special, that you see people like us, angels come to wake us up. And that's not the truth. The reality is that that's not the truth. What is the truth? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. What is that truth? His word. His word is the truth. It is when you continue in his word that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It is truth that makes people free. All this preacher sharing stories of witches, witchcraft, all of those things is nonsense. Those things does not set you free. They make you fearful. You are praying out of fear. What you need is to know the truth, that you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That is the truth. To know that there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. That is the truth. To know that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That is the truth. To know that Jesus said it is finished. That is the truth. But to be telling you stories of witches and so on, those stories may be real, but they are not truth. May God give you understanding, and may you know the truth, and may the truth make you free, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us, info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.